Hello and welcome to Between Mountains and Sea, a podcast dealing with what it's like to be a creative person living in Northwest Wales. And so welcome to the second edition of Between Mountains and Sea. There are a couple of things I'd really like to talk about actually this time, which is possibly a bit strange, but I really do. The first one is being a sound engineer for live music, and it's something that I've been doing for a number of years, 30 plus years now, and I want to address some of the technical issues that people get wrong all the time. I started in the Skerries, which is my normal live music venue, doing PA for an open mic night with a very, very simple 4-channel 100-watt mixer amp and a couple of passive speakers. The EQ was extremely basic, just treble and bass, and we had a spring reverb, and there was a presence control on the overall output, and that was it. And the thing about an open mic night is, in those days certainly, and for an open mic that's well subscribed, you only get 2 songs. So as far as I was concerned as a sound man, every 10 minutes I had a new person to sort out, and I had to get their sound right in the first sort of 10-15 seconds of their first song, because if I was still fiddling with the sound by the end of the first song, they'd had a pretty miserable gig. So that was a very, very important part of my learning. And the thing I learned more than anything else from that is that sound is one of those things where less is more. And the first thing you do as a sound engineer is you leave everything flat and listen. And if it sounds good as it is, then probably leaving it alone is a good call. Now, that's not to say that there are little tweaks and a little bit of listening hard and going, actually, that could do with a little bit more treble or a little bit less middle, or maybe the bass is a bit boomy, we can take that down a bit. Those are all things that are perfectly legitimate. The great thing is not to do is over EQ. And people do that all the time. They preset their EQ, expecting things to be the way they want, and then when it doesn't sound right, they then make huge changes, and the result is everything ends up sounding worse. So there you go, sound man tip of the day: start flat, listen, see if it sounds good. If it sounds good, listen further and see if you could sound better. If it can, make really small adjustments that you think will improve it. If that works, great, leave it. If it doesn't work, go back to flat where you started. And that's about it. So here we are for the first story of this podcast. And for story time, well, I'll let you work out what's going on for yourselves. I come from country lanes, wild garlic and cow parsley, distant hills that aren't so distant. I come from a garden, a lawn we called the pitch. I come from Volkswagen Beetles and trains to the seaside and sitting on the shingle, dodging seagulls and the pier. I come from endless summers and snowy winters, make-believe, music at home, music at school, music in church. I come from farms, from cows and sheep and bales of hay. I come from bicycles and woods, and being home by tea time. And I come from books, a history teacher's books, and an English teacher's too. And so we come on to the other thing that I've been doing, which is making videos for my songs. I'm learning as I go. I've not done an awful lot of video editing, and it's great fun. So what I've been doing, and I've sort of developed a house style to go with my songs, is I've been filming prosaic things on my phone. Things like a woodlouse running across my table I say running, woodlouse walking slowly across my table, and my face, which is pretty prosaic, I'm afraid, and rain hitting a puddle, and the fire in my chimney. And then I've been processing those in various different ways, and setting them up so that we have portrait-style video in a sort of vertical window in the middle of a landscape format, which is me being awkward for the sake of being awkward, if you like, or if you want to be more generous, is me setting out my house style and doing things that are slightly out of the ordinary, because that's what I wanted to do. So there you are. And I've been enjoying it tremendously. I've had to learn to use new software, which is always good. And frankly, if you are creative, it's a good idea to try and get to know how to use the software that allows you to be creative and allows you, in fact, to push your creativity out into the world so that other people can hopefully enjoy it, if not enjoy it, at least be aware of it, or even give you lots of abuse. My feeling on music, which is something I do a lot of, is I hate the idea of people being indifferent. I'd far rather you hate something I do or love something I do than feel, I'm not interested. Indifference is more insulting than hating something. At least if you hate something, it has produced some sort of passion in you. It's a response. It's something vital and is good. I'm quite happy for you to hate anything I do, including this podcast. If you hate this podcast, well, I'm very sorry, but I'd rather you hated it than felt it was kind of just boring. So there we go. Anyway, that's me being self-indulgent. And yeah, I think actually, what do you reckon? Shall we have a story? Yeah. Why the hell not? I'm standing in darkness, listening for laughter. When it comes, I'm relieved. I wait for the words that will tell me it's my turn to take the hardest step, the one that takes me out into the light. I'm wearing black because it doesn't show the sweat. My mouth is the only part of me that isn't damp. They tell you to picture the audience naked. Don't do it. Trust me. I did it once, and the image comes back to me when I wake tangled in the sheets. Instead, I remember my dad. At my first show, I was due to go on, but couldn't move. He whispered in my ear, tried to tell me that it was my time to shine, but he mangled the words. Since then, every time I step onto the stage, I hear his voice. Okay, sunshine, time to chime. Okay, and that's a story about doing stand-up comedy for the first time. It's mixed in my case because my dad wasn't there the first time I did stand-up comedy, but he was there the first time I ever went on stage, which is when I was about 3 years old, I think. And he put on a review at the school that he worked at, and the programme said that the first half would end with an appearance from The Great Train Robber. Now, this would have been in about 1968, so The Great Train Robbery was still fairly fresh in people's minds. And my parents got me dressed up in a convict's uniform with arrows all over it, and I had a toy train that came on wheels, and I was pushed onto the stage, where I walked to the centre of the stage. Very well drilled I was. I walked to the centre of the stage, I turned to face the audience, I bowed, and I walked off the other side of the stage. So there you are. They had a visit from the great train robber. Not what they might have expected, but very much my dad's sense of humour. And probably, as you can tell, that has affected my sense of humour quite a lot too. It's also true that I was on stage when I was 3 years old, and I've never really looked back. So what am I missing under lockdown? Well, I am obviously missing seeing my friends, although we're still playing D&D over the internet, and it's remarkable how that has allowed things like that to happen. you know, we're all on the screen at the same time. We're able to listen to each other. We were able to appear to each other. And that's great. Now, what I'm really missing is the live music scene. And it appears that the government is allowing pubs to open without allowing live music to start, which is strange in some ways. I won't be going to the pub early on once it's open because I think it's too early. That's just me, and I'm in, before you jump off a cliff on that, I'm in about three different high-risk groups. So for me, I've only been out of the house three times, I think, during lockdown, and in each of those, it's been because my wife has taken me out in the car while she did things, and I've stayed in the car. I haven't got out, I haven't done anything, I haven't interacted with any other people. So apart from that, well, no, I've had a trip to hospital, but I rather think that that's a different matter. And obviously, all of the medical staff are wearing full-blown PPE. So, you know, that's a good thing. But yeah, I'm missing live music more than anything else at the moment, and it kind of hurts. One of the things I never used to do was go a day without playing an instrument. Not always the guitar, although that's my main instrument. But all the sort of strange things that I play as well, I'd always play something. And yet, over the last 3 months, I've had absolutely no motivation to pick up an instrument and play. And that's disturbing. That's something that really, really hurts. Now, it was exacerbated because I managed to slice my left index finger open. It's taken an awfully long time for the pain to stop whenever I try to play an instrument, well, a stringed instrument anyway. So that's been an excuse, if you like, but at the same time, it's really, really difficult. And so that's why I've been concentrating on videos and on stories. I'd love to show you videos here, but as you can tell, the format I've chosen to use here is a podcast, and that doesn't have visual. So, sorry. But if you look for Dilation Dilation on YouTube, you'll find at least one of my most recent videos and a few things that I did with the band Dilation, which was a project we did last year that was frankly quite lunatic and as a result was enormous fun. Anyway, here we are. We're still under lockdown. It looks like it's loosening up. I'm hoping that it's not loosening up too early or in too stupid a way, and that we're not going to have people with no common sense making it appalling for everyone else. Although I'm afraid that's probably what's going to happen. So, until next time, be good, be healthy, be happy, and try not to do anything that I wouldn't do. That was Between Mountains and Sea, a podcast dealing with what it's like to be a creative person living in North West Wales.